Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Book of Avoidant Personality Disorder, Your Step-by-Step Guide for Thriving with AVPD by Lillian Nicole, is a self-help and mental health guide focused on avoidant personality disorder, commonly abbreviated as AVPD. Based on available descriptions, the book is written for people who experience persistent fear of social judgment, withdrawal from relationships, and difficulty participating fully in personal or social life. Its purpose is not to present a technical clinical manual, but to translate the experience of AVPD into understandable language and offer practical steps for managing its effects. The book combines explanation, self-awareness, symptom management, and guidance for building more confident social connections. Its tone appears compassionate and accessible, aiming to help readers identify patterns of avoidance without reducing them to weakness or personal failure. It is positioned for newly diagnosed readers, people who have lived with AVPD for years, and those seeking a clearer understanding of the condition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AVPD is framed as a persistent pattern rather than ordinary shyness. A central value of the book is its effort to distinguish avoidant personality disorder from everyday social discomfort. Many people feel nervous in unfamiliar groups, but AVPD involves a deeper and more persistent pattern of fear, self-protection, and withdrawal. The available descriptions emphasize readers who feel as if they are on the sidelines of their own lives, which points to the way avoidance can shape identity, routines, relationships, and choices over time. This framing matters because people with AVPD may misread their struggles as laziness, lack of discipline, or simple introversion. By presenting AVPD as a recognizable psychological condition, the book gives readers a less blaming way to interpret their behavior. The practical implication is that change begins with accurate naming. If avoidance is understood only as preference, the reader may not challenge it. If it is understood only as defect, the reader may feel ashamed. The book appears to occupy a middle ground, treating AVPD as serious while still presenting improvement as possible through awareness and gradual action. Self-understanding is used as the first step toward reducing avoidance. The book is described as exploring the roots of AVPD, which suggests that it places self-understanding before behavior change. This is important because avoidant behavior often has an internal logic. A person may withdraw not because they do not want connection, but because connection feels linked to criticism, rejection, embarrassment, or emotional exposure. A guide that begins with roots can help readers notice how fear becomes automatic and how protective habits can become limiting. The book appears to encourage readers to gain a deeper understanding of themselves and their condition, making reflection a practical tool rather than a purely abstract exercise. This approach can be useful because avoidance often operates before conscious decision-making. A reader who can identify common triggers, feared outcomes, and repeated interpretations may be better able to interrupt the cycle. The book does not need to offer a complex clinical theory to be useful here. Its contribution is to make self-observation accessible, especially for readers who may be overwhelmed by technical psychiatric language. Thirdly, symptom management is presented through practical, step-by-step guidance. The subtitle and descriptions position the book as a step-by-step guide, so its practical emphasis is central. Rather than only defining AVPD, it appears to focus on managing symptoms in daily life. For readers with avoidant patterns, practical guidance is especially important because insight alone may not translate into action. Avoidance can temporarily reduce anxiety, which makes it self-reinforcing. A stepwise structure can counter this by breaking change into smaller, less threatening moves. Although available information does not confirm specific exercises, the book is described as offering tools for managing symptoms and improving quality of life. The reasoning behind this structure is sound people who fear judgment or social failure often need gradual, repeatable practices rather than vague encouragement. A step-by-step approach also helps prevent all-or-nothing thinking, where a difficult interaction is treated as proof that change is impossible. By emphasizing manageable progress, the book likely supports a more realistic path in which readers learn to recognize avoidance, respond differently, and build tolerance for discomfort over time. Fourthly, confident social connection is treated as a skill that can be rebuilt. A recurring theme in the available descriptions is the movement from isolation toward confident connections. This distinguishes the book from guides that treat anxiety reduction as the only goal. For many people with AVPD, the problem is not simply feeling anxious. It is the narrowing of life that happens when relationships, opportunities, and social roles are avoided. The book appears to frame connection as something that can be developed through understanding and practice, rather than as a natural talent that some people simply lack. This matters because avoidant patterns often create a painful contradiction. The person may want closeness while also fearing the vulnerability required for it. A guide focused on social confidence can help readers see connection as a gradual process involving risk assessment, communication, and repeated exposure to tolerable social situations. The emphasis on building connections also gives the book a constructive orientation. It is not only about reducing symptoms, but about expanding participation in life, which is a more meaningful benchmark for readers dealing with long-term withdrawal. Lastly, the book balances compassion with personal agency. The available descriptions repeatedly characterize the book as compassionate, while also emphasizing empowerment and taking charge of life. This balance is important in the self-help category for personality disorders. A purely motivational approach can minimize the depth and persistence of OPD, while a purely diagnostic approach can leave readers feeling fixed in place. The book appears to avoid both extremes by validating the difficulty of a condition and still presenting readers as capable of change. Compassion reduces shame, which is crucial, because shame can intensify avoidance and make help seeking harder. Personal agency, however, prevents the discussion from becoming passive. The reader is not treated only as a person with symptoms, but as someone who can learn, practice, and make gradual adjustments. This does not mean the book should be viewed as a substitute for professional diagnosis or therapy, especially when symptoms are severe. Its likely role is complementary. It can help readers organize their experience, prepare for support, and adopt more constructive habits between formal interventions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an accessible introduction to avoidant personality disorder and a practical framework for responding to its effects in everyday life. It may be especially useful for people who have recently received a diagnosis, people who suspect avoidant patterns in themselves, and family members or caregivers who want a clearer understanding of why social withdrawal can feel protective rather than simply antisocial. Its practical benefit lies in connecting recognition with action. Readers are guided to understand OPD, notice avoidance patterns, manage symptoms, and think about social connection as something that can be rebuilt gradually. Intellectually, it offers a plain language way to distinguish OPD from ordinary shyness or preference for solitude, which can reduce confusion and self-blame. Compared with more clinical texts on personality disorders, its distinguishing feature is accessibility and a step-by-step self-help orientation. Compared with broad books on anxiety or social fear, it stands out by focusing specifically on OPD and the long-term patterns of avoidance, shame, and isolation associated with it. The book should not be treated as a replacement for professional mental health care, but it can serve as a structured companion for reflection, early learning, and practical change. If you would like to support Lily and Nicole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.